Hi, this is John Davis, John Davis Political Report. It is Friday, October the 15th, 2010. This is Late Breaking Trends. Headline, Beware of Stampeding Elephants. Public debt has political consequences. That's the number one takeaway from the 2010 election cycle. Here's number two. Run over conservative and moderate Americans with a liberal agenda at your own peril. If you do, beware, you may just create a retaliatory herd of stampeding elephants. Check out today's late-breaking trends, Senate and House charts. You will see North Carolina Republicans continue a partisan momentum advantage that has not wavered for months. Here are the latest economic numbers driving the stampede. U.S. budget deficit over $1 trillion two consecutive years. Over 100,000 foreclosures in September, a record high. U.S. trade deficit $46 billion in August. U.S. imports jump 2.1%, exports 0.2%. Unemployment claims rose by 13,000 to 462,000 in the latest week. And only 13% of Americans would rate the economic conditions in the country today as either excellent or good. Public debt has consequences. As Charles Krautheimer noted in today's Washington Post, the anger of the electorate today is not a temper tantrum, as ABC News anchor Peter Jennings called the 1994 Republican sweep, but a highly pointed, perfectly rational anger at the ideological overreach and incompetence of the governing Democrats. Obama mania wanes among college students. A new AP poll released Wednesday of this week found that Obama's job approval among college students has plummeted from 60% in May of 2009 to 44% today. According to Alan Fram with the Huffington Post, these new numbers are a fresh sign of trouble for Democrats struggling to rekindle enthusiasm from many of these newest voters for their current midterm elections. Virginia, New Jersey, Massachusetts were early signs of a new change agenda, clear evidence of disillusioned young Obama zealots. Could be seen last November in Virginia, where only 10% of 18 to 24-year-old voters turned out compared to 21% in 2008. New Jersey independents, a significant loss of enthusiastic independent voters for Democrats. In New Jersey, 58% of independent voters chose the Republican Chris Christie in the governor's race last year. Christie won. Massachusetts independents. Democrats also lost their advantage among independent voters in Massachusetts, where Democrats enjoyed a 2-to-1 advantage, who flip-flopped to 2-to-1 for Scott Brown, the Republican nominee. A Republican in a pickup truck won Teddy Kennedy's seat with the message, we need to change Washington. Sound familiar? Top takeaways from the 2010 election cycle are likely to be, number one, public debt has consequences. Number two, Obama voters cannot be presumed to be Democratic voters. Number three, if you are the number one highest-ranked liberal member of the U.S. Senate and you become president, run over conservative and moderate Americans with a liberal agenda at your own peril. Number four, beware of wishing for all of the power. You just may wind up with all of the blame. Number five, Obama lost the change agenda when he became the president he ran against. How did Obama and the Democrats lose the change agenda? Take a look at the slides from my latest speech, North Carolina Politics 2010, Battle for the Majority in the Senate and House, and you'll see that most of the problems that led to the Republican political disaster in 2008 are the same problems leading to a potential disastrous year for Democrats in 2010. The 2010 8 list. This is the George Bush anti-establishment mood list. Unpopular war, banking crisis, housing crisis, automobile industry crisis, real estate crisis. 2-1, the voters say the U.S. is on the wrong track in 2008. Katrina disaster, Wall Street meltdown, TARP, the bank bailouts, huge job losses, GDP shrunk. All of that led to a loss of trust in Republican leaders in 2008. But listen to the 2010 list. Still have that unpopular war. Still have banking challenges, foreclosure crisis, health care controversy. U.S. on the wrong track, say voters 2-1. BP oil spill disaster in the Gulf. Wall Street bonuses. $787 billion stimulus package. Tea Party. High underemployment. $13 trillion debt. All leads to a loss of trust in the Democrats. Let me know if you'd like for me to speak to your group. Well, there you have it. Late breaking trends, Friday, October the 15th, 2010. All indicators point to a stampede of angry Republicans to the polls, dominating early voting between now and Election Day, driven by a lack of respect shown by the current leadership in Washington and Raleigh for the simple notion that public debt has consequences. Thank you for reading and listening to the John Davis Political Report.